Close your eyes. Imagine, if you will, that you are standing before a large wooden door. The door has geometric symbols and hieroglyphs upon it. Whilst you realize that these symbols and hieroglyphs are not your current language, the language that you speak, you are aware that the symbols and hieroglyphs are a language. They are familiar to you. You know, on some level, that you understand their meaning. You are aware that the language presented by these symbols and hieroglyphs are inviting you to open the door. You take a step forward and place your hand upon the large brass door handle. You find yourself in a vast library. The library contains many bookshelves filled with books of all sizes and colours. There are computers, laptops, tablets, and other advanced technological devices. As you stand upon the threshold of this large library, someone walks towards you. A young woman with brown hair walks up to you. "I am a cashier, one of the librarians. How may I help you?" she asks. You reply to a cashier. You tell her the reason you have arrived at the library. "Please come this way," she says. You follow a cashier along the vast corridor of the library. She stops and points to another door. The door is red. You notice a geometric shape upon the door. The shape keeps changing. The shape is blue for a moment, then green, then yellow, then orange. The shape changes before your very eyes. One moment, the shape resembles a triangle, then a star, then a square, then a circle, and then a diamond. A cashier gestures for you to enter the room with the red door and the constantly changing geometric shape. Once inside the room, you notice that there is just one book. The carpet is red. The walls are a pale green. There is one wooden table in the room, and upon it is a large book. You walk towards the table. The cover of the book is red. Upon the book is a very small geometric shape. The geometric shape is gold, embossed into the red cover of the book. Written on the book, in gold writing, are the words, "The records of," followed by your own name. You realize this is a book of your records. You open the book. The first page is entitled, your incarnation's linear past perception. And there you see writing, this strange hieroglyph writing. Yet you understand what it means. You realize that you are looking at writing that explains your incarnations in a linear sense, within the perception of being in the past. What do these words say? What information are you receiving? What images do you see in your mind? What words do you hear or feel placed within your mind? You take some time to contemplate and decipher the hieroglyph language before you. After a while, you turn to the next page. This page is entitled Your Incarnation's Linear Future Perception. You realize that you are looking at writing that explains your incarnations in a linear sense within the perception of being in the future. What are these hieroglyphs saying? What do they mean? What information are you receiving? What images do you see in your mind? What words do you hear or feel placed within your mind? You take some time to contemplate and decipher the hieroglyph language before you. After a while, you turn to the next page. This page is entitled Your Incarnation's Nonlinear Multidimensional Perception. You realize that you are looking at writing that explains your incarnations in a non-linear sense, within a multidimensional perspective. What do you see? What do you feel? What images come to mind? What emotions are you feeling? What words do you hear or feel are placed within your mind? You take note of all that you feel and all that you perceive, and you take some time to assimilate and process this. After a while, you close the book. You turn around and walk out of the room, back into the main library. A man is waiting for you in the library. Greetings. I am the Master Librarian, Keeper of the Records. Each time that you open your book of records, you may see something different. A snapshot of your blueprint. For what you see within the book of records are triggers. And the unraveling and processing of those triggers shall continue long after you have left the library. We await your return here, for you may visit the library any time you so choose. You may read any book you desire. The Master Librarian bows to you. He smiles and continues with his duties within the library. You return to the main door of the library. You are fully aware of how much there is to explore within this vast library. Thousands and thousands of books are available. Computers, each with their own information. And your own personal book of records with ever-changing imagery and geometry, leading to an infinite abundance of knowledge. Indeed, you shall return to this place. This you know. You place your hand upon the brass door handle. You open the library door and close it behind you. As you stand on the other side of the door, you begin to feel awareness return to your physical form. Your awareness returns to your head, shoulders and neck. Your awareness returns to your arms, hands, and fingers. You wiggle your fingers. Your awareness returns to your torso and back. Your awareness returns to your legs, feet, and toes. You wiggle your toes. And when you are ready, only when you are ready, you open your eyes.